Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And I was praying about what the Lord would have for us as we spend this time together this week. If you're a new listener, I welcome you, and we're heard on this station Monday through Friday at the same time. But I was thinking of that passage of Scripture found in the book of Ecclesiastes, perhaps a familiar one, chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. We are creatures that are living in time. A time is coming when we have accepted Jesus and have given our lives, our hearts to Him. That a time is coming, according to the book of Revelation, the time, as we know, will be no more. And we will, at the return of the Lord, forever be with our Lord. But as we live these natural lives, you have, I'm certain, experienced in your own life, regardless of how long you live, some of you may be relatively young, others advanced in years, that there are seasons or periods of time in our lives, times of adventure, times of growth, times of challenge, times of learning. God, in His unfathomable love and wisdom, has ordered our lives. Before the foundation of the world, He knew us. He planned for us, for you and me, to be alive in this period of time, in the 21st century. And while we may not fully understand all of His purposes, all of the reasons for the things that He has chosen for our lives, there's a time coming in which we will. But for now, we need to walk by faith. We need to trust Him that in the good times and the bad times, our God is with us and that He will never leave or forsake us. That was the last and most beautiful promise that Jesus gave to His disciples before He ascended into heaven. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So, understanding then that very important verse that I just shared with you in Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. God allows the events of our lives, and He is present with us to give us the wisdom, the understanding, the grace, and the wisdom that we need to go through in a way that is pleasing to Him, in a way that is victorious. Psalm 31 and 13 says, "My times are in Thy hands." And so what I'd like to share beginning today in the next several days about a season in our lives, which I'm sure we can relate to, times of need, times of temptation, times of trouble. In other words, the difficult times that we face. Praise God, a time is coming when we will not go through the trials, the testings that we go through today. And it's not just a matter of walking in the faith God has given us, that if we had faith enough, we wouldn't go through trials and sufferings. Well, that's not what the Word of God says. Jesus, the Word of God says that he learned obedience by the things that He suffered. And He was our Redeemer, our Savior. He was without sin, and yet He went through great sufferings, not just His, you know, the scourging and His death on the cross, as horrible and as horrific as that was. Through His entire life, He learned the things that that were necessary to demonstrate that his father was in control and that he was in submission to the will of his heavenly father. He said, my meat and drink is to do the will of my father. So let's look at a few scriptures now, and I'll be referencing times of need, and to just, there's so many examples that can be given, but we want to look at the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, verses 15 through 16. And as you recall, the Lord had placed on Nehemiah's heart to come to Jerusalem, and he was working to establish the city, to cause the gates and the walls to be built. And it says in those two verses, it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known to us the plan of the enemy to slay them and cause work to cease. They resented their presence of the Israelites. They did not want them there, and they planned to kill them and just stop the work, because the building, rebuilding of Jerusalem was something they did not want to see. And in verse 11, it says that God had brought their counsel to naught, and it came to pass that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth, and this shows the vigilance of their determination, that half of my servants, Nehemiah says, wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, the bows, the habergeons, and the rulers were behind us, and all the house of Israel. So what can we learn from this? We are in continual spiritual warfare. In their particular case, it was physically evidence. But we, even though we may be redeemed of the Lord, we have an enemy, the enemy of our soul, who wages continual warfare against us. He wants us to be discouraged. He wants us, especially in the time of need, to make us feel that our God is not going to be with us. He's not going to provide. He's not going to give the provision or the grace or the strength we need, whatever it is, whatever the circumstances. The enemy will do everything he can to make us doubt and to cause our trust and faith in God to waver. But God, if we will stand faithful to God and stand upon his word, we will see that he will never leave us without resources, without help, without the strength that we need to come through victorious. It may not be easy. Times of need never are. But our God will provide the victory, as even he did for Nehemiah. That's why these examples are given in the Word of God, so that we can see both in Old and New Testament that God never forsake his people, those who trusted in him. And then, of course, there's times of temptation. In Luke, the 8th chapter, verse 13, Jesus talks about the parable of the sower. And of course, he's talking about the seed being the Word of God, and various people receive it in various ways. But he is talking about those who that seed falls on the rock. He describes them as they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And they're happy to receive the good news of the gospel. But what do? They do nothing with it. These have no root, for which for a while they believe. But when the hard times comes, in the time of temptation, Jesus said, what happens? They fall away. So we have to understand that the enemy of our soul will do everything he can to take that seed of God, that word of God, out of our hearts, to make us doubt, to make us, in the times of temptation, just want to abandon the things that we have learned. But God will give us the strength in the time of temptation to stand firm on His Word. And if we do that, we will see that our trust in God, that we won't be ashamed. Those that trust in the Lord shall never be ashamed. And then, of course, there's the times of trouble. In Jeremiah 14 and 8, He says, "O, the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof, in time of trouble, why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? Thou, Israel's hope, in time of calamity, its refuge still, wilt thou pass us by like some traveler that will ask for a night's lodging and then be gone?" He's saying, are you just going to be as someone who just appears for a while and then leaves us forsaken in the time of trouble? We know, of course, that Jeremiah knew that to be true, that that is not the case. And I'd like to share one more passage of Scripture, one of my favorites. It's beautiful, found in Psalm 27 and 5. "For in the time of trouble," beloved, are you in the time of trouble right now? This is what God promises. "He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me." What is the psalmist talking about? Well, in His presence, His pavilion, His tabernacle. It is where the glory and the presence and the power of God abide. "In the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, an unmovable foundation. And that rock is Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. Lord, those who are in a time of need, in times of temptation, in times of trouble, right now, I ask you to stretch forth your hand in your mercy, in your loving kindness, in your faithfulness. Give them that which they need. Be thou their help, their strength, in the time of trouble, in the time of temptation, in the time of need, and show your grace and mercy and your faithfulness to them. We ask this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we're just getting into the message, and Lord willing, perhaps you can be with me tomorrow at this same time. And if any time you're not able to do that through the airwaves, then feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your listening convenience. The announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.